Today we celebrate a feast of one of the greatest saints of the Church in modern times, and definitely of the Renaissance, St. Ignatius de Loyola. And of course, Loyola was in the kingdom of Navarre in Spain. He was not the heir to the duchy or the county, and so he entered the military, which was often case what was done in those days. And so St. Ignatius fought. In the meantime, he was a good Catholic, but not a saint, not yet. So he was wounded at the battle of Pamplona. Pamplona, which is the city in the area where from which my father is and his family. There, he was wounded terribly, and the wound was set improperly, and so instead of fighting, he was in bed in a litter until something could be done. The leaders decided it was not good for them or for him to be laying around and suffering. So they decided to send him back to the castle of Loyola to his brother, who had, of course, inherited the title. And there he lay in bed, and his sister-in-law provided him the only books that they had. In those days, books were very rare, and so among them was An Imitation of Christ, not the one we know by Thomas a Kempis, but another Imitation of Christ, and basically an encyclopedia of the lives of the saints. In the meantime, the doctors saw that his leg, his bone, had been set wrong. So without any anesthesia or any painkillers, they had to break his leg and reset it. And then St. Ignatius stayed months and months recuperating until he was able to walk, but always with a limp, to the end of his life. In the meantime, he read the lives of the saints. And among them, he read the life of St. Ignatius of Antioch. And he thought, well, if this Ignatius could be such a hero for the faith, I can too. So he decided to follow in the footsteps of St. Ignatius of Antioch, after whom, after all, he had been named. Then he recuperated and went and took his armor and his sword to the monastery near Barcelona of Montserrat, the Black Madonna of Montserrat, where to this day his implements are there to be found. In the meantime, he decided that he was going to study, and he went to Paris, to the great university there that had been founded by King Louis IX, and he began to study, and eventually for the priesthood. And then a lot of other young men, especially Spaniards, joined him in this enterprise. Among them, of course, were St. Francis Xavier and St. Francis Borja, one of my ancestors, and so forth. And they started a company of Jesus, which eventually was called the Society of Jesus, which we know as the Jesuits. And until very recently, the Jesuits were one of the strictest and best orders in the Church. St. Ignatius died in the year 1556 after having suffered much during the Council of Trent. And so we pray to him for the Church in this day and age in which we suffer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.